Blog Talk Radio.
From the studios.
Teeing it up. Cheers. And Daytona Beach, Florida. This is Teeing It Up presents the NFL Sunday Sprint. The season premiere of the Sunday Sprint. I'm joined by my radio show personality friend and the voice of Stetson Football, Mr. Luke Morrow. Happy New Year.
Yes, Happy New Year. It's good to have football back. I've been waiting for quite a while. I'm very excited for this season compared to some years past, and happy to have NFL Sundays back in my life once again.
As am I. And here we are on this week one after the Patriots absolutely throttle the Steelers. Tom Brady and Gronk did not miss a bit, huh?
No, absolutely not. And I think it's a situation where all season long, you know, people talk about Brady coming out with a vengeance, and I think we'll see that from him. But, you know, watching that game the other night, Patriots-Steelers, you just see the difference in, with all this talk about cheating and whatnot, regardless of that, you see the difference in teams like the Patriots and everyone else, where the Patriots don't make those mistakes with break down the coverage like we saw too many times with Gronk that the Steelers had to suffer through, and Brady will make you pay. Patriots look good.
So, it is time to dive in to our first set of games on this, the show where we give you the five games we think are the best and then give you some game picks here on Blog Talk Radio, the Golf News Net Radio Network, and iTunes. Look, the show's on iTunes now.
Yeah, big deal. Big time.
I know. You and Justin Bieber in the same boat.
Oof, that's not a good boat.
Is that the first time I've ever put your name and Justin Bieber together?
Yeah, not a good sound.
We've been working together on some medium for 6 years. I think that's the first time I've ever brought up Justin Bieber. In your presence ever, period. Okay, we got the game that I'll be at here shortly, the Browns and the Jets. Luke, I don't quite know what to expect here. We've got a situation here with the Jets where we got a new quarterback, some new playmakers, but a defense that'll be without Sheldon Richardson. I'm not quite sure what to expect here. It's week one. You see some weird things in week one. I normally would say this should be a comfortable Jet win, but I could see Cleveland winning this game if the Jets get sloppy.
Yeah, it's an interesting one. Week one is usually, every week's tough to predict, but especially week one. And, you know, we've already talked about the Patriots, so if you want to talk about the division, the Jets going into this game already trailing and needing a game that you should probably win at home against the Cleveland Browns, a team that the Jets should be better than this year. But you're the Jets fan, so you tell me, what do you think of the quarterback situation? Are you happier that Fitzpatrick will be under center, or do you wish Geno Smith was?
All right. Thank you for asking it the way that I like it asked, which is it's not a good thing Geno got hurt, because that's never a good thing. You don't want to lose your depth at a key position like quarterback. So I appreciate you saying the question the proper way. Look, Geno's turnover prone. Fitzpatrick got $100 million and never lived up to it. So there's kind of pros and cons both ways in this. And the big thing, I think, is Chris Ivory. We've got a running game that is pretty sustained. We've got quarterbacks wide receivers that are good. We've got a tight end that's okay. So the playmakers around Ryan Fitzpatrick are okay, but I think setting the run and being able to make things easier for Ryan Fitzpatrick is going to be crucial because, look, let's face it, nobody's expecting Ryan Fitzpatrick to put up Brady-like numbers. And on a Jet defense where the secondary is going to be pretty good, the linebackers are strong, and the front four is the strength, except Sheldon's out, if Fitzpatrick keeps them in the game, they can win some games.
Yeah, I think so. And I think regardless of Geno Smith or Fitzpatrick, you know, they're going to need a good run game because those are a couple of guys that, despite the nickname Fitzmagic, they turn the ball over more than you would like. So you'd like to take some of the ease off of them. But it's a new era, if you will, for the Jets, new coach, for now, a new quarterback. And I think it can be an exciting time for you and all the fellow Jets fans. And it starts today, and it should, I think, start with a victory at home.
Hopefully. Quickly, what's your take on the Browns?
They'll be worse than last year. I thought last year they overachieved. I'll say maybe something like 5-11.
Yeah, probably. I haven't done my Jets calculation, but I can see them getting 8, 9, 10 wins if it breaks right. But if it breaks wrong, you never know what's happening. The Seahawks and the Rams are going to play some football on Sunday afternoon, this afternoon. And Cam Chancellor will not be there. And the Legion of Boom may not be as booming. And people think the Rams can be better with Sam Bradford. Troy Aikman, Luke, thinks he's an MVP candidate.
I'm one of those people that kind of on the Rams bandwagon right now. And I like this matchup a lot. I actually picked the Rams at my upset pick this week in my pick'em pool. I like them at home over the Seahawks. Chancellor could be a tough loss for the Seahawks. We'll see how that situation plays out. Could go a long way in ultimately determining their season. But, you know, they don't have as much depth. The same things that I talked about last year, and it certainly proved me wrong, but I think they lack some depth again this year. The Chancellor thing will certainly hurt them here in the early going. And on the other side, they're going into St. Louis, where the Rams usually play pretty well at home, and the Rams, I think, will be a better team this year. They've got a very good defense. They'll be able to get after the quarterback, and they're going to have to with Russell Wilson. And the quarterback situation, maybe they'll have a healthy quarterback for once, and one that can put points on the board consistently. They weren't all that bad last year with guys like Sean Hill and Austin Davis, and now he's throwing a much better quarterback. So I do like the Rams this year, and I think week one is totally unpredictable. I like the Rams falling off the upset at home.
And the Rams at home caused some problems for some people last year. This is the game where I think that something quirky, you know, your special teams is ahead of somebody else's special teams, could make all the difference here. I think Sam Bradford is going to be antsy and excited. He's playing in a real game for the first time in what seems like four decades. And I think for him, if he can step up and not have the emotions get to him early, but make some good quality throws, that could be a big, big, big thing going forward.
Yeah, I'm with you. I like this Rams team this season. And last year was the game in St. Louis was an issue for the Seahawks, and it's funny you bring up special teams, because I remember correctly there was a big fake punt in that play that helped determine the outcome. So, you know, it's a division battle, week one, maybe too early for these division games, with teams still trying to figure some things out, but I like the Rams early in this one. Ravens in Denver taking on the Broncos, another good week, a week one matchup, and the Broncos are another interesting team to me this year, because I'm not sure how to read them. I'm not sure about Peyton Manning this year, and I'm not sure about the team as a whole. Getting a little old, if you ask me.
Yeah. Don't you feel that either Peyton's going to be really good or really bad? He's going to have like the Alex Rodriguez-type bounce back year after everybody's doubted him, obviously for much different reasons. But don't you feel like either Peyton's going to be really good or really bad?
Yeah, I mean, look, Peyton is still an excellent quarterback, or at least you expect him to be, but I'm just waiting at some point for the wheels to come off, and that may be this year. He's looked a little shaky, if you will, of late, but he still has so much talent that he could still be one of the best quarterbacks to see in the league that particular season. I don't know if that's going to be the case this year, partly as well because of the surrounding pieces I don't think are as good either this season in Denver. It is still Peyton Manning. He still may be able to get 10 wins, but it wouldn't surprise me at all if he went through some of his biggest struggles this season.
Don't you feel like this is a Ravens team that could be one of the most underwhelming in history if they don't get back to a Super Bowl here? This Flacco run?
Yeah, I am not a Ravens fan whatsoever. I'm the complete opposite. But it's just every year with Flacco and Harbaugh, they're able to have success. And I don't expect anything less this season. So a good week one matchup for both of these teams. Week one is so interesting because you don't really have your legs underneath you. Despite preseason, a lot of teams don't really have their guys figured out just yet. We're still trying to gel as a team. And so for the Ravens, week one, you go into Denver, you have to deal with the all the people getting to deal with Peyton Manning on the other side. It'll be an interesting matchup, but in the end, I think the Ravens will be one of the teams to beat in the AFC once again, like they have been with Flacco pretty much year in, year out.
It's going to be interesting to see how this pairs out, and as you said, this could be the end of the Peyton Manning era if he doesn't have a good year. Giants-Cowboys, the Giants are a mess. They have no offensive line. Their defense is a mess. This is going to have to be Eli Manning carrying them on their back. And obviously, this is the first time we've seen the Cowboys since the Dez Bryant catch that wasn't a catch. I think what the Giants have to bank on here, Luke, is that it's week one, because I don't think this team, without JPP and his nine fingers, I don't think this is good enough to beat the Cowboys right now.
You know, I'll say maybe in the opposite effect, I think it's a good thing they're facing in week one, because I think the Giants have a better chance. This is a game later in the season. I'm not sure when their second meeting comes with one another. But I think if this is a game in the second half of the season, I like the Cowboys at home much more. But week one, I think it's more of a level playing field. I think the Giants can go into Dallas. I think they can even pull off a victory, but I think it'll be a good game. I could see New York going through some more struggles this year. Tom Coughlin's seat getting a little bit hotter. But Eli Manning in that offense looked very good last year with McAdoo calling the plays, maybe an offense that finally suits him very well, or as opposed to what he had to deal with the years prior. And I think he could put up some points on that Cowboys defense in week one tonight, and it could be a shootout. I think he could keep up with Romo. I think it's a good game, but in the long run, it may be one of the few highlights in the Giants season, because I don't think it's going to be a very good year overall.
Nor do I. Vikings 49ers, how do you feel about your Vikes?
I'm excited for the season, and you know, week one that starts Monday Night Football, kind of a big deal. Adrian Peterson's back, that'll be exciting as well. We know about all the change the Niners went through, but I think people are still underrating San Francisco. I think they still do have some talent on that defense, and it'll provide an interesting matchup. I think it'll be a very good battle, and I'm excited to see AP out there. I think we'll have another big year.
For those that are listening to us for the first time, 15 minutes flies. We've just had 12 minutes. It flies by, folks. For me, I think it's going to be interesting. Teddy Bridgewater, does he avoid the sophomore slump? Obviously, AP helps. The 49ers have had the biggest turmoil and turnover of any team in the offseason. I don't think they're going to be very good starting out. I think this is a big opportunity for the Vikings to start the season on a good, happy, strong note.
I'm with you. And last point before we get to the game picks is just the tough loss for the Vikings this past week, losing their center. They're now down two offensive linemen for at least the first half of the season. They're already thinking about changing a third, so that could be a big issue with a young quarterback and AP coming back beginning tomorrow night in San Francisco.
That's rough. All right, we do game picks at the end of the show, but we don't do the game picks like everybody else does. Your game of the day.
I think NBC got it right. Giants-Cowboys Sunday Night Football.
I'm tempted to go Baltimore-Denver. So I'm going to go Baltimore-Denver. Your sleeper game.
I'm actually going to say the Buccaneers-Titans, just because of the quarterback matchup with a pair of highly touted rookies.
We forget about Jameis versus Mariota. All this Deflategate stuff is just overshadowed what was the big story, which is Jameis Winston versus Marcus Mariota. It's a great point. I like Indianapolis-Buffalo. Both of those teams think they're going to do great things this year, which will happen. Who knows? Your game to watch golf during, because it's so bad.
Panthers-Jaguars. No, thank you.
Miami-Washington. No, thank you. I don't believe in Ndamukong Suh, and Washington is such a sideshow. They're just awful. Can't pay me to watch that game. I'll happily watch the Hotel Fitness Championship on the web.com tour. And your Eliminator Survivor special game, for me, I honestly forget who I chose. This is so tough, but I think I went Carolina.
I'm going to go with the Eagles Monday Night Football. They wouldn't big at home over the Falcons.
We shall see. Your player to watch this week is?
I got to go Adrian Peterson in the big return, but also watch out for that turf in San Francisco. Maybe a dangerous place for his first game back.
And that's the host of the Super Bowl 50. They've had major trouble with that turf. You can blame Taylor Swift if something does happen there. See, Bieber, Taylor Swift in the same episode, and it's only week one. For me, I have to look at Tony Romo and Dez Bryant. How do they bounce back after what was a really disappointing end to 2014?
Yeah, they're Trump.
That's our first show, Luke. Thanks as always. We'll see you next week.
Okay.